This microscope is specially constructed for the studies of minerals and their identification. The Ernst Lights Company, founded originally in 1948 in Wetzlar as the Optical Institute with a focus on telescopic manufacture, became world-renowned for their microscopes and optical products. In 1865, Ernst Lights was hired as an engineer, and in 1869 he took over the company, renaming it the Optical Institute of Ernst Lights. In the first 20 years under Lights, the company produced 15,000 microscopes, and in the early 20th century expanded to include film projectors and binoculars. The Ernst Lights Company was a pioneer in the field of polarized microscopy and the use of polarized light in microscopes. In 1885, the company introduced the polarizing lights microscope. The microscope in the case is a later example of their polarizing microscopes. This collection piece consists of a brass tube with two objective lenses, with a model number of 105906. Like the previous microscope on our tour, the Zeiss compound monocular microscope, the lenses are interchangeable. Polarizing plates can be slid into the optical path in order to analyze the polarization of the light transmitted by the sample. Underneath the rotating base is a light source and a Nicole prism, which allows the user to choose the polarization of the illuminating light. The substage Nicole prism, eyepiece, and one focusing hand wheel are all replacements fitted when the microscope was restored by Winsor Davies in 1990. The polarizing plates, inserted into the body tube of the microscope, are what allows detailed study of minerals. A sample can be placed on the rotating stage beneath the lenses. Each polarizing plate will only allow through a specific orientation of light, and by rotating the base plate of the microscope and observing the light that exits the plate, the polarization of the light transmitted through the sample can be deduced. In the field of mineralogy, knowledge of light polarization, along with other observable characteristics, such as color, grain fracture, and refractive index, allow for a thorough assessment of geological substances. For example, geologists can identify types of minerals and their composition.